the inaugural episode of Flex Your Head. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm your host, Josh. I'm so excited to be here. So this is Flex Your Head, a show where we explore a specific vein of indie rock music, whether that be like through geography, genre, the poetry of the sounds themselves, the world that the music creates, technique, etc. The goal of the show is always to have a suite of songs that somehow belong to one another or are beholden to one another in some sort of way. And I hope I can take you on a journey and you can discover some new sounds. You know, I think that music doesn't exist in a vacuum, and that providing a little bit of context for the sounds goes a long way in humanizing them and discovering a new appreciation. So the thread for today's episode is going to start in Olympia, Washington, in the summer of 1991, and the forming of the band Unwound. They're a three-piece consisting of Justin Trosper, Sarah Lund, and Vernon Rumsey. And just 100 kilometers to the north in Seattle, their mutual friends in Nirvana had just signed with major label DGC, forever cementing right or wrong, 91 is the year that punk broke. Into the mainstream or broken too, opinions seemed to vary. However, Unwound made it clear that whatever mainstream success punk might have, the underground would find a way to persist. Here's Laugh Track from their 1997 record, Challenge for a Civilized Society, released on Olympia record label Kill Rock Stars. Enjoy.
Yeah.
That was Laugh Track from Olympia Band Unwound. I seem to be really quiet here. Let's see if we can figure this out.
Oh, hang on. There you go. Now try.
Okay. Hey, there we are. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that was Laugh Track by Olympia Band Unwound. I think one of the most remarkable things about Unwound is that they don't have a single miss, I don't think. They have 7 records, and they're all amazing. Like, they all iterate on their sound and, like, develop their sound, take it to new places, but there is not a single miss. So if you tune into the show, you're definitely going to be getting a healthy dose of Unwound. So they're from Olympia. An equally vital band to the Olympia scene in the 90s, or record label, I should say, is K Records. And K Records was formed by Calvin Johnson. And there's this apocryphal story that he started in an independent radio station, and the name of the show was just the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, and it stopped at J, and he thought, well, what comes after? It's got to be K. So he founded K Records, and there's this amazing band. I think in the future I want to do a spotlight on K Records and Calvin Johnson in particular, but for the moment there's one band that's just way too good to pass up on, and that's a band called Lync. That's LYNC. And they formed just a year after Unwound, and they released their one and only LP in 1994 on K Records. In my opinion, I don't think post-hardcore gets any more danceable than this. So if you're driving, you might want to pull over for this one. This is Lync with B off their record, These Are Not Fall Colors. We'll be right back. that was Link with the track B off their record These Are Not Fall Colors, released on K Records out of Olympia, Washington. It's amazing to me that Olympia is such a, like, in the 90s, I think the population in Olympia was something like 35,000 people. It's like not a huge place, but somehow they were able to sustain so many great bands and so many record labels as well. Like, so Unwound, the first track that we heard, that was on Kill Rock Stars. Perhaps you know them for releasing Elliott Smith's music, some really influential Riot Grrrl stuff on that record label as well. And then K Records, of course. I'll get into that later, but it goes deep with K Records. If you don't know, get excited about K Records for sure. And so another record label in the area, I call it a micro label, really small label called Punk and My Vitamins, which was founded by the bassist of Unwound, Vernon, who died, unfortunately, too soon, a number of years ago. Just as kind of a passion project, and Unwound released some stuff on Punk and My Vitamins, as well as a few local bands. But there was one band further down the Pacific coast that seemed to be cut from the same cloth, so to speak. Maybe the only other band signed on the record label that wasn't actually from Olympia. They called themselves Lowercase. And in 1999, Vernon released their third and final record, The Going Away Present. There's this photo that I stumbled upon a few years ago of Kurt Cobain hanging out with some of the members of Unwound, and he's wearing this Lowercase Praying Mantis t-shirt. And every couple years, I'll do a little digging online to see if I can find it, but no luck so far. Here's The Open Sea by Lowercase.
Thank you.
That was Lowercase with The Open Sea. Man, what an amazing track. I hope, if you've been following from the start of the show, I'm hoping that you're starting to see some common themes throughout the first three tracks, that they're kind of angular, dissonant guitars and the bass lines, these slinking, almost nefarious bass lines are just so, so moody. Sends a shiver up my spine, honestly. You know, there aren't going to be... I don't want to phrase the show as if I'm going to crack the code or anything. Like, there are no answers, you know? It's just positing questions, you know? Like, what about these connections? What about these connections? And see what that sparks for people. I know that I think of these songs as belonging together, and I'm curious if you can hear the thread that I'm going for. So while the first three songs I think are quite similar in a way, we're about to make a little bit of a leap. So Lowercase, I think I failed to mention that they're from California. They're from Palm Desert, California, and I want to stay in California. But we're gonna jump. We're really gonna jump across time to just a couple years ago. And in the year 2023, with the band Sprain from LA and the release of their second and final record, Lamb is Effigy, on the Flenser. It has a really interesting title. It's Lamb is Effigy or 350 XOXOXOs for a spark union with my darling divine. Maybe that gives you a little bit of an idea of what you're in for. It's a longer song. We're going to listen to Man Proposes, God Disposes. It's a bit of a longer song, but stay with it. And try to see if you can hear some similarities between some of the first three songs and this one, but then taken in a totally different direction. This thing is an art punk masterpiece with teeth for shredding, serious teeth. Here is the title track off that record, Lamb is Effigy, Man Proposes, God Disposes, by Sprain. That was Man Proposes, God Disposes by the LA band Sprint. I love that fake out at the end. They give you solid, it feels like an eternity, 10 seconds of silence before they hit you with it one more time at the end. Man, I almost hesitate to say too much about it. There's almost too much to say about it, and I can't say anything about it at the same time. Oh, I'm almost at a loss a loss for words. I'm rocking out here in the studio. I think it's definitely one of the most, I think it's the most challenging track we've listened to so far. And it definitely pushes the boundaries of the formula that we've heard iterated on in the first few tracks. But there are familiar elements as well. We have the dissonant guitars, we have kind of the angular like the instruments kind of coming at one another at these odd angles. And of course the sinister bass lines and this loud, quiet dynamic. But it's all rendered in this theatrical sort of way that I don't know if the Olympia tradition can entirely make sense of. And there are various ways, of course, to trace the lineage. And, you know, some might be better and some might be worse, but I really don't think there are right or wrong ways to do that. The way that I've chosen to do it today is through the Louisville, Kentucky band Slint that formed back in 1991. They, much like Sprain, they only released two records, and their second record is considered to be their magnum opus. Their second record's called Spiderland. And in their song Good Morning Captain, we hear some of, perhaps some of the elements that bridge the gap between this the maximalist sort of sounds that we just heard in Man Proposes, God Disposes, and some of maybe the more easily digestible elements that we heard in some of the earlier songs. So here's Slint with their song Good Morning Captain. This is another longer one. It's just over 7 minutes. I mean, that's part of flexing your head, right? Let's get that attention span. Let's stay engaged. You're gonna love it. Here's Good Morning Captain by Slint.
Thank you. was still. Slowly.
Was Good Morning Captain by Louisville band Slint. Just a reminder, if you're just tuning in, this is Flex Your Head. I'm Josh, your host. We're broadcasting 95.9 CKUW out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. Happy to be here. I hope you guys have been enjoying the ride so far. So that Slint track, definitely certainly not as maximalist as Sprain. And but I think that they have some sort of, there's some sort of common origin there that I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's always stuck with me. And I think that maybe some of the sounds that we hear in Slint, when taken to the maximalist heights, like, I think that is what Sprain is, like Slint when taken in a maximalist direction results in a band like Sprain, I think. But I thought it's kind of interesting then, what would happen or what would it sound like if we explored that same origin point, but instead of going the maximalist direction, went in more of a minimalist direction. After Slint disbanded, one of the members, Brian McMahon, formed the band The Four Carnation. And it seems in some ways kind of answering that very question. Like, if Sprain took the elements of Slint and turned them up to 11, The Four Carnation bring them all the way down to a murmur. And to me, listening to Sprain and Slint and The Four Carnation in sequence feels like descending a staircase, or at least standing at the top of a staircase and then jumping down maybe halfway down the stairs and then taking a couple steps. So we're about to take a shorter, more gentle step between Slint and Four Carnation. This is a track called Snoother by The Four Carnation off their 2000 self-titled LP on Touch and Go Records, here on Flex Your Head. Thank you.
not a curl displays. Yet something is gained. We are no less removed than for that which she is known. Show no less a sign of strength than she may claim.
That was Snoother by The Four Carnation. Even though, you know, it maybe doesn't fit as easily as some of the other tracks, but at least in my heart and mind, they're still linked somehow. There's like this undercurrent of unease or something. And I'm intrigued by this idea of music that itself is somewhat subdued, but it still being able to express these intense emotions and things without having to go there musically. I'm really intrigued by that concept, and I think that the Four Carnation accomplishes that significantly. Okay, we've got 10 minutes left. I think I have time for maybe a track or two. I just want to say thank you for everyone who's tuned in. This is my first time solo on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who's tuning in. I can feel the love being radiated, beamed towards me in the studio. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Shout out to Public Domain and the show last night. There was an amazing show. Fencing, Age of Self, and TARP. Incredible, incredible show. I was thinking, you know, because I mentioned the show because although my like this episode in particular has been entirely in the United States and those bands don't exist anywhere else, so, you know, we can't help that. But I do want to say that I don't think it's quite right to idealize scenes and, you know, and think like, oh, the grass is greener over there, or if only I were in Olympia, Washington in the early 90s, you know, then I would have really found my people. You know, I think that if you don't see something in your local scene, you know, that's, instead of just waiting for permission, just like, just do it, you know, go out to the shows, find like-minded people and build something. I think like what the world, I mean, the world needs so many things, but one of those things I think is for us to connect and build things locally instead of relying on these corporate giants, you know, that just want us isolated. You know, I could rant about this forever, but I think the antidote to that is go to your local hole in the wall, go to your local venue, go watch local bands. There's so much amazing music happening in Winnipeg. And when you do that, you're going to meet people, like put yourself out there. You're going to meet people, and that's how it starts. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to get on the radio in the first place, was just to meet people and to connect with people. I'm super passionate about it. So if you want to reach out to the show for any reason, if you want to make a comment about what you heard today, or suggestions for future shows, or how the music made you feel, or the connections that you made, or if you just even just want to say hi, you could do that. I made an email. It's flexyourhead, FLEXYRHEAD @gmail.com. Please, 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 if you have any inclination to reach out at all, please do so. I'd love to read your thoughts. And just meet some more people. So, in honor of the show last night, I know I was on Gil's show a couple of weeks ago, Space Cadet, and we played this song, but I don't care. We're going to play it again. It's amazing. This is Fencing with their track Dresses. I hear rumblings that there is an LP in the works, perhaps soonish. I hope so. I really do. This is Dresses from Fencing.
Combination lock, stock, open. Passwords for my online bank and information. Asking lots of favors while we hang out at the mall. While we make collect calls, it's a chemical exhaust. Chemical exhaust. See the birds.
That was Dresses by Fencing and half a second of the next track. Anyway, shout out to Fencing, shout out to Tarp, shout out to Age of Self. I've met members from all of the bands, really friendly people. Thank you for accepting me and having some nice conversations. Yeah, I really appreciate it. In terms of what you can do to connect, you know, what's going on lately or in the near future, there are a couple things on my radar. Tomorrow evening at the Park Theater, there's a Mushroom Film Festival going on. I believe there are still tickets available. I think it's $30 or something like that. I'm going to be there. And I met a local filmmaker, I believe his name is Joel, who made a film called Rot, and he's working on a new film. He's going to be there too. I was talking to him at the show about it last night, and it sounds super interesting. So there's that. Come on down to that. Also, Universal Language is showing at Cinematheque, I think starting this week. Go out and support Matthew Rankin, local filmmaker. I've seen it once already. I'm going to see it at least once more, probably twice if I'm being totally honest. Amazing film and featuring Winnipeg so prominently. Come on out and let's connect and build something. Again, thank you so much for everyone who tuned in. This was a pleasure. Next week I'll be back at the same time, Saturday 1 o'clock. A little spoiler for you, it's gonna be on emo. Maybe not the emo you know, but the emo you need to know. So there's a little hook for next week. Once again, thank you so much. I've been Josh. This has been Flex Your Head, signing off until next time. Bye-bye.